Well, it's Take Control Tuesday, and that means Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org is on the phone. And Mansa, last week you struck a nerve for those who have the profit-sharing checks coming, or for those of us who actually have a windfall that happened to us. You talked about savings and making a decision on paying down debt or savings. Let's deep dive on that.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this chunk of money in your hand. Now you're trying to decide what to do with it. And of course, we always encourage people to save. You can never go wrong doing that. But let's say you're carrying debt, especially if you're carrying credit card debt and that type of thing, and you want to use some of your windfall to pay down debt and get out of debt. So here's how you decide whether you do that. The first thing is, what is your liquidity position? What is your current liquidity position? In other words, do you have an emergency fund?
Right.
If you don't, then fund that. That's what you have to do, is fund your emergency fund. If you already have an emergency fund and you're comfortable with the size of it, then you can look at paying down debt. Now, which debt do you pay down? And the first thing you look at, what is the interest rate? The higher the interest rate, the more likely you are to want to pay that debt down. So credit cards, loans for, you know, wall side windows and gardener white furniture, all those things that carry high interest rates. Currently now in the double digits are some of these interest rates. So that's what you want to go over. You want to pay it down. Now, here's the trick to this, Randy. Once you take that money, let's say you have a $3,000 credit card balance and you want to pay that off, right? Once you take that $3,000 and pay that credit card balance off, what you do at that point is whatever payment you were making on that credit card, continue to make that same payment to yourself until you've paid back the $3,000. So what you've done with that is, in effect, you've stopped the high interest rate being charged to you, but you're going to replace that money and you'll get interest because you're putting it in savings. So that's the key.
Yeah.
Don't just pay it off, right? You're making the payment now. So obviously it's in your budget. You can handle it. So all you're going to do after you pay that debt off is redirect that money from going to debt service to savings. That's how you do that. And the final thing,
okay,
stay out of debt. It is real easy to pay a credit card off and look up several months later and boom, you're right back where you started.
Yeah, that's a big deal. You just have to walk away.
Once you go get out, stay out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mansa. I learned some stuff today.
All right. Thank you.